Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And you know that I am coming to you live with lots of love and just a little touch of Southern flavor, and I know you love it, from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Well, I want to thank all of you for joining me today from all over the world, from Iraq, from Sydney, Australia, from Norway, from Canada, and of course, all of my faithful listeners in the U.S. And my declaration over your life today is that the best is yet to come. Yes, you have to believe that. I also want to thank you for making the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show one of the most popular shows on Blog Talk Radio. Well, how are you doing today? I pray that wherever you are, that you are having a great day and that you've had a great week and that you are beginning to experience miracles in your life. Well, it is a beautiful day here in Atlanta, and it's finally spring, and I don't know if any of you have ever been in Atlanta in the springtime, but we have the most beautiful dogwood trees. Some are pink and some are white. And as I was driving home today, I just took the time to inhale and experience the miraculous glory of God. It was just so wonderful. Well, I've had a great week. It has been a very exciting week for me. I've spoken once this week, and I've had an opportunity to meet so many new and different people, and it has been quite enriching to me. And as always, I want to thank all of you for your wonderful emails telling me how this show is really changing your life, and for that, I'm really grateful. I was just sharing with Marcy before I came on live that really for the first year and every Sunday when I come on speaking to you, my desire is to serve you, to love you, and to just impart to you information, knowledge, techniques, and strategies that can really change your life. And I want to read to you an email from one of my listeners, and she says, Dear Constance, I have been listening to your show for about 6 months. A friend of mine told me about your show, and ever since then, my life has really changed. I have changed the way that I am thinking. After purchasing your CD, which is Living the Life of Your Dreams, and I listen to it every day as I'm driving into work, I have gained clarity about how to set an intention and what strategies I need to implement to move forward. I have only had it for 1 week, but it has enabled me to move forward on a project that I have felt stuck on for a year. Thank you for your powerful teaching. It has changed my life. Isn't that wonderful? Well, you know, in my 25 years of counseling and coaching experience, I realized that people just needed to know the how-tos in order to move forward. So I recorded this CD in front of a live audience, and most of them were entrepreneurs, and it offers you specific techniques and strategies to move you from where you are to where you want to be. So I'm going to encourage you to purchase my new CD, Living the Life of Your Dreams, and go to my website if you're ready for an immediate breakthrough at www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com and just experience all of the wonderful, affordable products that I have designed just with you in mind. Also, a quick reminder, there are still some cabins available for the Cruise to Transformation. You know, the Law of Attraction Radio Network is sponsoring a cruise May 31st through June 4th, and I'm going to be one of the featured speakers, and I'm going to be speaking on how to begin to attract wealth and clients into your business. So for more information, you may go to loaradionetwork.com and click on the link that says cruise. Well, I am so excited, and I'm trying to slow down because today I have as my special guest Marcy Shimoff, and she is the author of the runaway bestseller, Happy for No Reason, 7 Steps for Being Happy from the Inside Out. And her book soared to number 1 on Amazon and many other national bestsellers lists, and it debuted at number 2 on the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. And now it has been translated into 33 languages. Isn't that amazing? Marcy is also the host of the Happy for No Reason PBS special that has aired nationwide and is a featured teacher in the hit film The Secret. How many of you remember her? I do. I can almost quote verbatim exactly what she said. She is the woman's face of the biggest self-help book phenomenon in history. Her books include Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul and Chicken Soup for the Mother's Soul, and have met with stunning success, selling more than 14 million, that's million people, copies. She's one of the best-selling female nonfiction authors of all time. And I just talked to her briefly before the show, and I can just tell you I love her spirit. Her spirit is one of serving. I've listened to everything on YouTube that's about her. I've read all of her articles, and I just love the spirit in which she presents her information. Marcy, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
I am so happy, Constance, for good reason, to get to be here with you today. I was about to say the same thing about you. You know, I've been on over 300 radio shows over the last few years, and you can feel the spirit and the energy of the host. And you've got it, you know.
Thank you.
You're living my message, so I can tell that, and I'm really delighted to be here with you.
And so you're calling from what city?
Right now I'm in San Diego, California, though I live in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Oh, I love San Francisco, and I'm just so excited. And let's just get started. You are the author of Happy for No Reason, 7 Steps to Being Happy from the Inside Out. It's now an international bestseller. Why are people so interested in this book? What do you think?
Well, I think people are interested in happiness in general, and I think they're interested in happiness for two main reasons. One is we don't have it.
We sure don't.
It is something we are desperate for. I think people are soul-starved. We have an epidemic of unhappiness in our society. In fact, 1 out of 5 women in America is on antidepressants, which is staggering. 1 out of 5 is just a huge number. And you have to excuse me, my voice is, I've been talking so much, my voice is going a little bit, but I'll hang in there. My voice will be there with you.
Right, it will. I'm in agreement with you.
Yeah, so I just know that people are really, really needing this information now more than ever. The other reason why I think happiness is so hot these days is that for the first time in human history, science has actually cracked the happiness code. We now know what it takes to make people happy. And to be honest, I think that should be headline news.
I think so, too.
It's the one thing we want more than anything is to be happy. And we now know how to get it. So I think it's a great time. I'm thrilled to. I feel like I love to sort of shout from the rooftops about this message of happiness. Maybe that's why my voice is a little weak right now. I've been shouting it from the rooftops.
So do you believe that God gave you this message? How did you come about writing this book? Did God just inspire you? Because happiness is such an important part of our lives. Like you said, so many people are just so unhappy. Did God inspire you to write this book?
I think we are all put here on this planet for a purpose. And it's, you know, we all are on a divine assignment here on this planet. And very often our purpose is exactly where our challenge is. And I will tell you, I was not born happy. I came out of the womb with existential angst. I was not a happy camper. Now, I had great circumstances, a really nice family, really everything was great. But I just had this sort of cloud all around me, and it followed me through growing up, through high school, and you know, I just didn't have this happiness thing going on. But I was very lucky, and I was lucky because I had a father who was the happiest person I have ever met in my entire life. He passed away a few years ago at age 91, but every morning of his life, he woke up, and he had a big smile on his face, and he loved life. And I remember one day, he and I were driving down the road. I was about 19 years old, and I looked at him, and I said, "Dad, what's your best advice for life? If you could tell me one thing, what is it?" And he turned to me and he said four words. He said, "Honey, just be happy." Well, I threw my arms up into the air in frustration. I said, "Oh, Dad, that's so easy for you to say. You were just born that way." But I wasn't. "What do I do?" And he looked at me and he said four more words. He said, "Honey, I don't know." And it was at that point I realized, some people are just born happy. And we all know people like that.
Absolutely.
But for the rest of us, it's a journey and it's a process. And I decided at that point that I was going to dedicate my life to finding out the answer to that question. What could I do? What could you do? What could anyone do to be happier? And I feel like my great challenge, which was I was unhappy growing up, has turned into my blessing because it's what I get to do here. And I'm thrilled because there really are answers. And I know in my own life I would say that back then if I were grading me on a happiness report card, I would have gotten a D+, almost failing grade. And I'd say now if you were to grade me in happiness, I'm an A to an A-.
It comes through. It comes through. So what do you mean by happy for no reason? Does that mean that we have to walk around happy all the time? So when you say happy for no reason, what do you mean by that?
Yeah. I'm so glad you asked that because it doesn't mean that you walk around 24/7 with a silly grin planted on your face or that you're walking around in, you know, some Pollyanna state of denial. What it means is that you have an inner state of peace and well-being that doesn't depend on your circumstances. So you may have experiences that, you know, aren't your ideal. You might get upset. You might be angry. You might be sad. You might feel grief. But behind that, you have a backdrop of peace and well-being that makes you more resilient, allows you to bounce back more. I like to say that people who are happy for no reason don't look to their life experiences to extract their happiness, but instead they bring their happiness to their life experiences.
Well, you know, Marcy, I was looking at CNN the other day, and the children in Haiti were playing in the mud. And it really struck me because I'm saying to myself, now here are children who are living in tents and possibly don't even have a lot of food to eat, but they were very joyful and happy. And that just really impacted me, and it made me to be more aware and more cognizant of my own thoughts and my own feelings. And I made a decision, as I do every day, that I would not be moved by my outside circumstances.
Oh, that is so beautiful. I love that, and I love your example because I remember I was very struck. I went on a number of humanitarian trips to India, and I was so struck by the light in people's eyes that even though they, you know, they were just the same scenario you mentioned in Haiti, they had nothing. They on the material level, they just didn't have anything. Now, I'm not espousing that that's a great thing, but what I'm saying is that even though they had outside circumstances that were not great, there was a sparkle in their eyes that I often see missing in the eyes of the people in our society. And it was Mother Teresa who said that while we have so much here in the West, we have a starvation of the spirit, a starvation of the soul. And that's what we really have, and that's what Happy for No Reason is about. It's how do we feed our souls so that we maintain a higher level vibration at all times.
And, you know, you're so right. That's what people are truly looking for because I know you share it in your book. I read your book, and it's a great book, by the way. I'm going to encourage all of my listeners to go out and purchase the Happy for No Reason book. I know you share it in the book that, you know, you were very successful. You were on book tours. and you had a great husband, and you know, you had all of this designer clothes and just the best life that most people dream about, but you still were not happy.
Yeah, it's true. You know, we have this myth in our culture. I call it the myth of I'll be happy when. And it's the one that says, you know, I'll be happy when I have the right husband, when I have a better job, when I make more money, when I lose 20 pounds. And what the research shows is that that is not what will make us happy. That anything on the outside we think is going to make us happy, it, first of all, never makes us as happy as we think it will. Mm-hmm. And secondly, we return to our original happiness level within a very short period of getting that next new thing that we thought was going to work for us. And the story you were telling is the one where I say that I had set out, I'd made 5 goals for myself in my life, and I thought as soon as I had those 5 goals, then I'd be happy. And they were a great career helping people, a wonderful husband, a nice home, fabulous friends, and the equivalent of Halle Berry's body.
And that's true, folks. And I've seen her exercise on YouTube. She has a great body.
Oh, well, thank you. Actually, I like to say that I have 4 out of the 5, but I don't have Halle Berry's body. That's the one I don't have. But, you know, at the height of my career, when I was on tour with Chicken Soup for the Soul books, I had just finished giving a speech to 8,000 people. I was being taken everywhere in limos, and I had just signed 5,000 books. It had taken me 3 days. They had a massage therapist on hand there to massage my hand every hour because my hand was getting so tired from autographing. And it was just, it was everything I ever wanted, and I had everything I thought I ever wanted. And I remember that third night after I'd finished signing my last book, I went back up to my hotel room, which was, you know, like the penthouse room, and I flopped onto my bed, and I burst out into tears because I realized that while I had everything I thought I wanted, I still didn't have the one thing I really needed, which was that happiness, that inner, true, deal, authentic happiness. And that's when these answers, and I started really doing some heavy-duty research into this field of happiness called positive psychology, and I really came up with understanding why when we achieve our goals, it still doesn't bring us what we want and what we can do in its place.
Right, and that's why I love your subtopic, 7 Steps to Being Happy from the Inside Out, because truly it is an inside job.
100%.
Right, and you know, these are very difficult times for many people. A lot of people have lost their jobs, lost their homes, and so I'm wondering, how can people be happy when they're faced with such difficult economic challenges? What can you say to them?
Yeah, it's a fantastic question, and I'm going to tell you 2 things. Number one is the research is very, very clear that money doesn't make us happy. That, in fact, it shows that once you're over the poverty line, once you can meet your basic needs for food and shelter, no amount of money will make you happier. 40% of the wealthiest people in the world on Forbes' wealthiest list are more unhappy than the average person. So the first thing is, don't get trapped into the myth that, you know, because you're economically challenged, you can't be happy. So that's step number one. Do not buy into that myth. We have a society that wants us to buy into that myth, what I call the myth of more. The more I have, the happier I'll be.
Right.
It's not true. The second thing I'll say is that the way you get out of any circumstance of challenge like this is that you actually work on yourself, on a happiness program first, because the research also shows that happier people are more resilient in challenging times like what we have now, and in fact, they make more money. They make on average $1 million more over the course of their lifetime. They're more successful. They have better relationships, lower divorce rate. They're healthier. They're 1/3 less likely to get sick, and they live on average 7 years longer. So happiness is the place to start, not the place to end up. You know, if I were to ask everybody right now, and I want people to do this, I want you to think of one thing that you've wished for lately for yourself. You know, it could be I want a better husband, or it could be I want a better body, or it could be I want a better job, or a better whatever, or a better relationship with my husband or wife, or whatever it is. What is it that you want more of or better of? So I want you to get that in your mind. Maybe it's you want a new car or a new house. Now, ask yourself the question, why do I want that? And then keep asking that question, why do I want that, and why do I want that? The ultimate answer to everything that we want is because we think it will make us happier. So here's the great news. You can cut to the chase. You can become happier before you get all of those things that you're wanting.
And I remember you saying, just be happy. And the first time I heard that, I'm like, that sounds so simple. But, you know, you're right. So right. And I tell everybody that spirit and purpose and destiny are the only things in my life personally that are more than what I believe they were to be. Because like you, you know, you get the beautiful house, you get the beautiful car, you travel all over the world. And really, for me personally, Marcy, unless I'm really serving and doing what I was created to do here on earth, you know, that's what really brings fulfillment and purpose in my own life. So how can people raise their happiness set point?
Great, great. Well, let me first explain what the happiness set point is,
okay.
and then I'd love to go into different strategies and ways that you can raise that. So the most exciting thing that these happiness researchers have found, I think, is that we all have this thing called a happiness set point. And what it means is that no matter what happens to us on the outside, our happiness will hover around our original happiness set point. So, for example, I'll give you two examples. People who've won the lottery, they're happier for the first month or two, but within a year, they have returned to their original happiness set point. Shockingly, the same is also true of people who become paraplegic. So even when tragedy happens, within a year, you return to your original happiness set point. So it shows that it's the set point that's the key to everything. And the set point is half genetic. You're born with that part. But the other half is based on your thoughts, attitudes, and behaviors. And that's the part that we can do something about to permanently raise our happiness set point. So I interviewed 100 unconditionally happy people, people who are living in this happy for no reason way, and I found that there were 21 main habits that they had. And that's what I share, is what are these 21 things that you can do to raise your happiness level. Now, don't be alarmed by there being 21. We don't want you to do them all at once. I just say pick one and do it for a couple of weeks, and then pick another one and do it for a couple of weeks, and you'll see in a short period of time how your life feels completely different.
And so, Martha, basically what you're saying is that no matter what's going on in your life, that you can make a quality decision to be happy.
Well, yes, I am saying that, but yes, I am. And when people say, well, can I just decide to be happy and then wake up tomorrow morning happy? I say it's not quite like that. That would be like saying, I want to be a championship tennis player, and then waking up tomorrow morning being a championship tennis player. It doesn't quite work like that. In order to become the championship tennis player, you have to practice the habits that great tennis players do. Same with happiness. If you want to be happier, the first step is to make a decision. I choose to raise my happiness level. That's can't do anything without that first decision. But once you've made that decision, then you have to practice the habits that happy people have. And that's why I laid it all out in the Happy for No Reason program, because I want it to be real for people. I want it to be much more than just an understanding or an inspiration. But, you know, where the rubber meets the road is in how are you applying it in your life? How much of this are you really doing every day in your life to live the habits of happy people?
So, Martha, share with us one habit that those 100 people shared as far as being unconditionally happy.
Great.
That our listeners can begin to utilize in their lives.
You bet. Well, one of the habits is don't believe everything you think.
Hmm.
You know, just because you have a thought doesn't mean that it's true. And the researchers now are saying that we have about 60,000 thoughts a day, and for the average person, 85% of those are negative. We have what they call a negativity bias. And I like to use an analogy that I was taught by one of the people I interviewed, Rick Hansen. He calls it the Velcro Teflon syndrome. And here's what he means by this. Our minds are like Velcro for the negative things that happen. They just stick to us. But our minds are like Teflon for the positives. They slide right off of us. Mm. So here's an example. If you get 10 compliments in a day, and one criticism. What do you remember at the end of the day?
The criticism.
Of course. That's what we are. That's what our minds do. They remember, they Velcro that negative to us. What I found is that people who are happy have reversed that ratio. They have registered the positives and made more like, you know, they Velcro the positives and they Teflon the negatives. And here's how you do that. First of all, to Velcro the positives or make those stick, it takes 20 seconds for us to make a positive thing stick to us. Mm. So when you do get a compliment, somebody says to you, oh, you did a really great job on that project. Instead of saying, oh, that was nothing, or oh, I got lots of help, or whatever it is you do to deflect taking that in, I want you instead to receive that compliment, really register it, even add on to it, because that's the way we make it more like Velcro. So you might say, oh, yeah, thank you for appreciating that. I worked really hard on that project, and I was so happy with the way it turned out. I thought it actually really worked well. But whatever it is, that's not bragging. That's taking ownership of what's good, and that's creating new grooves in your neural pathways. So that's one thing to do. Now, another thing to do is you've got to Teflon the negative. You've got to let the negative things slide off more easily. And I love tools and techniques, and I share a lot of them in Happy for No Reason. And I think there are some fantastic tools and techniques for making the negative slide off of us. And I'll mention the names of three of them. We don't have time on this
okay.
segment for me to teach them, but I do go over them in the Happy for No Reason program. And they are, one of them is called The Work of Byron Katie, which is a simple process of asking yourself four questions. And the process of just self-inquiry or asking yourself these questions allows your thoughts to become more like Velcro or Teflon. It allows them to slide off more easily. And there's another technique called the Sedona Method, which is a similar technique in that it also allows you to release the thoughts and feelings, the negative thoughts and feelings that really aren't serving you. And there's one more that I really love called the Emotional Freedom Technique, or EFT, where you're tapping on various acupuncture meridians to dissolve or disintegrate or reform the negative thought patterns that we have.
Oh, those are all powerful techniques. Well, if you're just joining me, my guest today is Marcy Shimoff, and she's the author of the runaway bestseller, Happy for No Reason, 7 Steps to Being Happy from the Inside Out. Well, let's talk a little bit about The Secret. I think I've seen The Secret probably about 50 times.
Wow.
And I want to know, how did you attract being a secret guest in the movie The Secret?
You know, I love that question because it came to me. But it came to me, you know, I have a formula for the law of attraction that I learned when I was about 25 years old from one of my coaches, a man named Bill Levesey, who's still one of my coaches. I talk with him quite regularly. And he taught me this formula for manifesting. And it's 3 steps that I love because they all rhyme. And they are intention, attention, and no tension. And, you know, a lot's been talked about with the intention and attention pieces. You know, intention, be very clear about what it is you want.
Mm-hmm.
Attention, put your thoughts, your words, your feelings, and your actions behind it. But very little has been said about the no tension piece. And that's the piece of letting go, surrendering, and allowing the universe to show you the how. You know, our job is to know the what. The universe's job is to show you the how. And so that's really what happened for me with getting in The Secret. I've been clear on my intention since I was 13 years old, and I saw my first professional speaker, a man named Zig Ziglar.
I've heard him many times.
Oh, yeah, good old Zig. He is still out there. He's in his 80s, and he's still going at the whole talking thing, and he's great. And I just knew. I left that talk, and I said, that's what I'm supposed to do with my life. And so my intention was always clear, which was to inspire people around the world with living their best life.
So did your life drastically change, Marcy, after The Secret? because you were already known for your Chicken Soup for the Soul Woman books. So did your life drastically change after The Secret?
Not really.
Okay.
See, here's what happened. My intention was always clear to influence and speak to millions of people. I put my attention on it, which means I put my thoughts, my words, my feelings, and my actions behind that. I'd studied everything I could. I did my homework. I really was out there speaking. But I also let go, and I found that no tension piece, I found that every time I just let go and surrendered and just showed up wherever I was led to show up, that miracles would happen. So when you ask, you know, how did I get to be in The Secret, I showed up. I just kept showing up in my life, and I'm part of a group called the Transformational Leadership Council, which is a group of 100 top transformational leaders. Jack Canfield formed the group. And one day, this woman, Rhonda Byrne, came to interview many of the members of this Transformational Leadership Council, of which I was a member. None of us had heard of Rhonda Byrne. She was from Australia, and she had this film she was making called The Secret, and we didn't know what we were doing. We just each went off and got filmed for about an hour or two, and that was it. Never thought a thing of it again until 6 months later, and the film is now out on the market, and everybody's going wild over it. So I couldn't have planned that. I couldn't have said, oh, I'm going to be in a film that's a top grossing, or, you know, a top film about the law of attraction. And all I knew my intention. I put my attention on it in all the ways that I could. And then I let go. And I just let the universe fill in the details. And
well, that's very powerful. I believe that my listeners can really take that formula and use it in their lives. So what do you believe the connection is between happiness and the law of attraction?
Yes. You know, I say it in the film, The Secret, and I really mean it. We have it backwards. We think that success is going to bring us happiness. It's the other way around. Happiness brings us success. Because happiness is an energetic vibration. And it's a very high energetic vibration. And the universe is always bringing to us a match for our energetic vibration. So if you want to draw great things into your life, you've got to be the match for that great thing. And I'm just going to read you a little paragraph from Rhonda's book, The Secret,
okay,
where she writes about this. She says, I want to let you in on a secret to the secret. The shortcut to anything that you want in your life is to be and feel happy now. It's the fastest way to bring money and anything else you want into your life. Set your thoughts and frequency on happiness. So the connection between happiness and the law of attraction is that happiness is really the basis of it.
Wow,
when we are happier, we are able to manifest so much more effectively.
Well, you know, Marcy, I ask all of my guests this question because I get so many emails from all over the world, and the number two emails that I get are, how can I attract my soulmate? So what would you say to some of my listeners who may be interested in really attracting the love of their lives into their lives?
I love that question. By the way, that is the number one question that I have been asked since appearing in The Secret. And what I can say is, to number one, be your own soulmate first.
Mm.
Be lovely and you will attract love. And so in what ways are you your own best love? You know, I started this practice. I'm working on, I mentioned to you, my next book is called Love for No Reason. And I want to interview you, by the way, Constance, for that
book.
Well,
thank you. I accept your invitation.
Good. Well, you are certainly walking the talk on that. And so what I've done is I started this practice of just asking myself very often throughout my day, what's the most loving thing that I can do for myself right now?
Mm.
And it puts me into a state of being there for myself. Now, I will also say a secondary thing that you can do is you can create an intention around attracting your soulmate. And there's a wonderful book out that I'm going to recommend by a dear friend of mine named Arielle Ford. It's called The Soulmate Secret. And she specifically addresses this question of how do I use the law of attraction to bring in my soulmate. She has a number of different exercises in the book and a number of different stories in there, including I wrote the preface to the book or the foreword to the book and have my own story in there. And I think that, you know, you just apply the principles of the law of attraction in the same way, but to this particular topic. But I want to add one little caveat, and that is you always ask for it, this or my highest good.
Oh, I love that.
You don't know what is your highest. We don't know what our highest good is. And it may be that right now in your life, the soulmate isn't your highest good. And, you know, I love this saying, God's delays are not God's denials.
Very true.
And just because it's not appearing right now doesn't mean that you're doing it wrong. There is something called divine timing. And when you just put out the intention, put your attention on it, and then let go and trust in divine timing, then things will come to you in the right way at the right time. And meanwhile, you'll be happy anyway. That's the key. Don't wait for your soulmate to be happy. Be happy now.
You know, that is so true, Marcy. Just looking back over my own life personally, I guess about 3 years ago, I was supposed to get married, and it was really a big deal. And that did not happen for me, and I was really pretty devastated around that for about 6 months. But really, somewhere deep in my spirit, I said, God, obviously you have something higher or better for me. And that's what really brought me through some very difficult and challenging days. But looking back on that now, I am so happy that I did not marry that particular person. And so I can really understand what you're saying about just really loving yourself and believing, obviously, for that time in my life that was not supposed to happen.
Well, thank you for sharing that, because I think that's such an important story for people to hear, and I know so many people will be able to relate to that, you know, because what it says to me is you really knew this one principle that I talk about in Happy for No Reason, and that is that the universe is always out to support you. That no matter how it looks, you know, Einstein said the most important question we can ask ourselves is this a friendly universe? And I would ask that question when I was interviewing these happy people for the book, and they all said, yeah, the universe is a friendly universe. It's on my side. God wants me to win.
Absolutely.
Now, that might not mean that everything looks the way we think it's going to look, but it means that it's always there to serve our greatest good. And so if something's going on in your life that doesn't look like the way you thought you wanted it, instead of going into a victim mode, ask yourself this question. If this were happening for a higher purpose, what would that purpose be?
Right. And Dr. John DeMartini, when he was on my show, he said, look for the lesson, learn the lesson, and then serve.
That's it. You've got to look for the lesson and the gift in every situation. You know, God, I really believe that there is one main purpose in our lives, that we each have an individual purpose for being here. You know, mine is to speak, and, you know, my form of service is this. Your form of service is to do these shows and to do the other work that you're doing. We each have our own form of service. But I also believe that there is one universal purpose that we're all here on the planet for, and that is to grow in our capacity to love.
Oh, that is so true.
And I think that at every moment, love is knocking on our door. We are always being asked. There is always an invitation for us to see life through the eyes of love. And so when you are next faced with a challenge, ask to see that challenge through the eyes of love. If this is love, then what is my lesson in here? What is love trying to show me?
Oh, that is so great, because I know I get so many emails, and you said that was the number one question that you're asked, and the same thing would apply to money. Is that correct,
Marcy?
Oh,
yes. Yep, that's the other big question is money. How do I attract more money into my life? And, you know, you said it very beautifully. Money is the byproduct of living your life in complete alignment with your soul's purpose. It's not the goal. It's the byproduct. And so ask to live your life in total alignment with your purpose, with what it is you're here to do right now in this moment, and to serve, and you will find. Now, we all are here with different needs for money. You know, none of us need money for money's sake. We need it as the vehicle for our service. So it may not mean that you're destined to make $50 million, and it may not mean that that matters at all.
Right.
You know,
when you wrote your books, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Woman's Soul, and Chicken Soup for the Mother's Soul, your intention was just to share wonderful stories that would empower and bless people. Is that correct?
Yes. Now, I've always had an intention that they would be in the hands of millions and millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that as an intention because, honestly, I felt like that's what I was supposed to do. That it felt like part of my mission. And I don't think that it's any better than any other person's mission. You know, somebody else's mission is to make the plants in their neighborhood beautiful. And that's a perfect mission. You know, there's a saying in the Vedic scriptures, which are the scriptures of India, that in India there's an expression called dharma, which means your life purpose, your life work. And what it says is, better to be in your own dharma than the dharma of someone, you know, even theoretically greater, because it doesn't matter. Your dharma is your dharma, and that's the best thing to be doing, is to be doing your purpose. And so, honestly, I had this vision when I was a kid, as I mentioned earlier, that I was supposed that, you know, I wanted my books or my speaking. I didn't even think about books, actually. That was sort of just came along accidentally. But I wanted it to impact millions of people. And so I put that out there with everything that I do. Now, the trick is, it's a phrase that I love called high intention, low attachment, which means your intention is always high, but you're also let go of the result or the outcome because that part is God's work.
Mm. And so when you wrote the books and you really touched millions of people's lives, then money and wealth did come to you. And I tell my listeners all the time, when you align yourself in your own life personally, doing every day just what you feel that God has called you to do, then you will receive from unexpected places and people just all kinds of miracles that will really transform your life and support you in what you're doing.
I love that. That is completely right on. And can I give you a quick example of how that worked recently in my life? You know, when Happy for No Reason came out, my publicist wanted me to get an interview with the Wall Street Journal. It's a great newspaper, you know, how great, we'll be exposed to a whole new audience of business people. And the book actually debuted at number 2 on the Wall Street Journal bestseller list, but we couldn't get an interview. And so my publicist was frustrated, and, you know, she kept trying and trying and didn't get an interview. Meanwhile, I'm going along living my life, and I fall upon this fabulous dance class that I love called Zumba. And Zumba is just an exercise program that's sort of becoming really hot these days, and it's a fun dance-based exercise aerobic program. And I went to my first Zumba class a little over a year ago, and I fell in love with it and just started dancing 3 or 4 times a week with Zumba. And out of the blue, about 3 months ago, the people at Zumba called me and said, the Wall Street Journal is wanting to do an article on Zumba and how it's impacted someone's life. And we know your story. I happen to know the owners of the company. We know your story. Would you mind being interviewed by the Wall Street Journal? I said, well, no problem. Of course, I'm happy to be. And sure enough, the Wall Street Journal puts out a half-page article with a full picture of me in it, along with a 2.5-minute video on their website, Wall Street Journal website, more than I ever probably would have gotten had they interviewed me for Happy for No Reason. So I was just following what was bringing joy and juice and love into my life, and look at what outcome happened from it. So you just can't know, but you do what sings to your spirit, and that's how life and the universe supports you.
I just love that. That's just a great example. And for all of my listeners, I saw Marcy dancing on YouTube, and this girl really has soul. She can really dance. And so you look like you were having a lot of fun, so that's really important also. Well, you talked a little bit about your inner state of peace.
Yes.
Being instrumental to our happiness. We have about 15 minutes left. Share with our listeners, how would a person begin to develop this inner state of peace or happiness, and what would be some keys to maintaining it?
Great. Well, I say that there are 7 steps, and I like to, because it's hard for people to remember 7 steps, I created an analogy. I call it building your home for happiness. And it makes it easier to remember the 7 steps, because a home has 7 main components to it. It's got a foundation, 4 corner pillars, a roof, and a garden. And I'll just quickly go through these 7 steps, and then maybe I can share a story and a technique or two with you. So the 7 steps of the foundation is taking ownership of your happiness. Nothing happens without that as your key first step, your foundation. You got to know that happiness is within your ability to change, that you're not just, it's not just someday you'll get happier, but, hey, I can get happier today, and I can do things about it. Then the next 4 components of building your home are these 4 corner pillars of your house. So the 4 corner pillars of your house in building your home for happiness are your mind, your body, your heart, and your soul. And you've got to address each of these as they relate to happiness. And I have tools and techniques in each of those areas. Then there's the roof. And the roof of your home for happiness is your purpose or passion in life. Are you living an inspired life? And we've talked already about that some. And then the last step is your garden, the garden of your home. And the garden of your home for happiness is the people that you surround yourself with. Do you have a lot of weeds in your garden, or do you have a lot of roses and gardenias? Are the people in your life toxic people, people who are negative all the time, or are they people who support your happiness? So those are the 7 main areas, and maybe we could talk about, can we talk about my favorite one?
We can.
Okay. My favorite one is the heart, because I think it's so overlooked in our society. You know, the heart is really where it's pretty much at. And the heart is about letting love and gratitude and forgiveness and kindness, letting those things be in the forefront in your life. And I just want to share with you a story from one of the people I interviewed. Her name was CJ. And CJ had been very, very depressed. She'd had an autoimmune disease called lupus. She'd had it for 15 years, and a lot of symptoms. She was in pain quite often. She got around in a wheelchair, and she was pretty miserable. But she heard about this very simple practice called a loving-kindness practice, and it was a practice of wishing other people happiness and health. And at first she thought, she couldn't do that because she was miserable herself. How could she wish that for others? But she figured she'd give it a whirl because she didn't have anything to lose. So what she did is every day for a year, she would start her day by sitting up in bed and sending herself first a wish of love, a wish of happiness and health. And it went like this. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. She sent herself that wish every day, and then she would also send that same wish to everybody else that she would come across during her day. So, you know, it would be to her family or her postman or the stranger as she's driving down the highway looking into the car next to her. She'd beam them this silent wish. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. After a year of doing this, we don't know what happened to the people she sent that wish to, but here's what happened to her. Her happiness level skyrocketed. She's out of the wheelchair. She's now exercising 3 times a week, and she's completely symptom-free. Now, the doctors tell her that it's a medical miracle, but the only thing that she did differently was to wish happiness and health to everybody else.
Wow. That's remarkable. That's amazing.
It's free. Anyone can do it. Doesn't really even take any time. You know, the next time you're at the grocery store, when you're standing in line with wasting your time, just practice beaming that same wish. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Send that to the person in front of you and the person behind you in line and see how you feel.
You know, you and I were talking before we came live on the air, and we were talking about love and how in this world, love is, I think, just the most powerful force in this world. And I was sharing with Marcy that when I started doing the show about a year ago, that I really just started in light and love, just loving, serving, and just shedding light so that people could take the information and change their lives. And that is the reason why I believe that the show has become so popular, because people say to me, I feel your love. You're really enthusiastic about it. You're not just selling your products, but you really care about us. And so for all of our listeners who may be listening, you may not think you have anything, but just like Marcy shared, you have love that you can give to others, and it will come back to you 100-fold.
I really love that. And where do you get that inspiration? Where did it come to you from? Where did it come from that you just feel that pure desire to serve, and out of that you're able to create your success?
Well, I believe that I have a strong relationship with God. I have strong faith for years, and I, just like you, Marcy, I have prepared myself. I've read extensively. I've been a coach and a counselor for 25 years, and I finally realized that it's really in loving, that love is a powerful force. When Hurricane Katrina hit the coast, a friend of mine had a home, and I went down to just support her. And, of course, everything was devastated. Debris was just everywhere. And I was walking just through all of the debris trying to help her just collect a few of her things. And I felt that God spoke to me there, Marcy, as I was just walking through that. And he said to me, just like the wind was so powerful that it came in and it changed the landscape of this city, so can your love change the landscape of your life and the lives of others.
Whoa, that is so beautiful.
And
I
so, yes, and so that's what I've been walking in and endeavoring to do every day, just to get up every day. And for all of my listeners who may say, well, you know, I just got laid off. Well, love your neighbor, love yourself, love your children, and it will come back to you 100-fold.
Beautiful. I know when truth is spoken, I have two signs. One of them is called God bumps, my little goosebumps. I call them God bumps. And the other is when I have a whole lot of warmth going on around my heart area.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, when you said that, I just, my heart lit up. So,
wow. Well,
yeah.
You know, we only have 7 minutes left. I want you to share with our listeners all of the great information about how they can purchase your book, your website, your schedule, your speaking engagements, et cetera.
Well, I'm so excited that I believe that we're in the midst of a happiness revolution, that people are really getting that happiness is where it's at. And so I invite people to join me in this happiness revolution. And you can go to my website, which is happyfornoreason.com, happyfornoreason.com. And on there I have all kinds of free things. I've got e-zines, newsletters, and I've got a quiz, an assessment, actually, a Happy for No Reason assessment, so you can see where you are on the Happy for No Reason scale. There's also the most effective and powerful program that I have is a program I put together called the Happy for No Reason Personal Learning Course. And what it is, it's really walks you through step by step. It's an 8-week program, although you can do it faster or slower at your own pace. And it walks you through step by step how to raise your happiness set point. And people are just from all over the world are telling me that it's just changing their life. Just even a couple weeks on the program that it's changing their life. So that's on there at Happy. There's a special that we have at happyfornoreason.com/Arnold. For you, Constance. happyfornoreason.com/Arnold. Normally the program's $248, and we've made a special for your listeners of $150 off. So it's only $98. And you know, Constance, if I may just end my little portion here on one point, because I'm asked this all the time and I think it's so important, and that is wanting to be happy selfish? And I have to say, it's the least selfish thing you could possibly do for your world, because I deeply believe that when each one of us is happier, we are doing the best thing we can to create more happiness on this planet of ours. So I like to share with you a little Chinese proverb that sums that up. It goes like this, and it's why I think you and I and everybody here is listening, why we're doing what we're doing. It says, when there is light in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. When there is beauty in the person, there will be harmony in the house. When there is harmony in the house, there will be order in the nation. And when there is order in the nation, there will be peace in the world.
Wow, that's powerful.
Well, that is my prayer and my wish for every one of us, that we know the light in our own souls, and through that, we together create peace here on this planet of ours.
Well, Marcy, I just want to say to you, I don't connect with all of my guests, but I have really connected with you today. And I want to say to you that God is using you to really transform the lives of people all over the world. Of course, you know that. And I see you as just a powerful light. You're just a servant. You're a blessing and just a lover to the universe. And I am just so changed. I am certainly enriched by interviewing you today, and I know that my listeners' lives will be radically changed after hearing this show, and I just want to thank you. I'm so grateful. It took me a while to get you on my show, but I was just very persistent. I said, there's something about this woman. I just felt that there was a connection there, and I'm just so grateful to God that you and I connected.
Well, and I am grateful, too, because I feel the same way. I feel deeply enriched by your energy, by your presence, and by the beautiful gifts that you are giving to the world. So thank you for persisting, because I'm really, really delighted and enriched by being with you.
Well, thank you. And you and I will be talking.
Yes, for that interview for Love for No Reason. We're gonna be doing that.
Okay. And so what are you doing? What do you see, God? What are you doing over the next year or so, Marcy, with your life? Will you be speaking more, traveling? What are your plans?
Well, I have this little dream I shared with you that's just planted in my heart that I'd someday like to be on Dancing with the Stars. And so that's one of my dreams. I think there's a great way that we can share love just through the energy that comes through on television. Love for No Reason, the book comes out in January of 2011. I'll be speaking a lot about love over the next couple years.
Oh, that is so wonderful. And I'm just going to really encourage all of my listeners to go out and purchase her book. It's an easy read, and I've read it twice, and it has really blessed and changed my life. Marcy, you're a blessing, and I'm so grateful for you being on the show tonight.
Thank you so much, Constance.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wasn't that just great? That was just a very powerful interview with Marcy. And I'm just going to recommend to all of you to make sure that you go to her website, Happy for No Reason, and take advantage of that great discount that she has given to all of my listeners, $150 off, where you will only have to pay $98. And I always say that when I bring experts on the show, that they really have great tools that you can begin to utilize to begin to change your life. And remember, it's not what you hear that changes your life, but it's what you begin to do. And so I believe that Marcy has great tools and strategies and techniques that can move you from where you are to where you want to be. So go to her website and get all of that information. And remember, just begin to take small baby steps toward what you want. And as I always say, if you want something different this year in 2010, you have to do something different. Well, this is Constance Arnold coming to you live again from Atlanta, Georgia. Thanking you so much for joining me tonight. Of course, I am on every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for my great listeners on the West Coast, that is 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can always go back and listen to my archive shows by going to Blog Talk Radio. And for those of you who still are interested in going on the cruise to transformation, I would love to meet you personally. I will be autographing and signing my book just personally for you. So go to LOA, LoveRadioNetwork.com and click on the link that says Cruise, and let's just come together, like-minded people from all over the world, and just begin to transform our lives. This is Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show, saying that when you change what you believe and change what you think, truly miracles will happen in your life. Have a blessed week.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.